Hi, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Cool. I'm glad you were able to call in.
Yes.
Okay, well, Crystal, you're live on Full Circle Movie Talk. This is Sean, obviously, you know who you're speaking to. And also my co-host here is Aswad. I'm sure you're familiar with him from The Fix.
What's going on?
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hey. late night Saturday.
Yeah, I got my homework.
Oh. So Crystal is a very young, attractive girl, and this is Saturday night at, like, you know, 12:45. Why aren't you in the club, like, partying it up?
Well, I have to finish my work. So next weekend I'll be partying.
That's right. Business before pleasure.
Exactly, exactly. I'm asking her why she's not in a club. Why am I not in a club? Why am I doing a radio show on Saturday night?
Because you're a loser.
Oh, gee, thanks. but back to Crystal. So she actually plays, you play a character in The Trade-Off. Was it Bridget, right?
Yes, Bridget.
Okay, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about the character you played in The Trade-Off.
Well, Bridget, she's a shy girl. She's somewhat like me because she's an aspiring model and actress in the movie. Mm-hmm. But unlike me, she needs validation from men. Like, she never knew her real parents because she was adopted and she never had any attention. So she used guys to get attention. She used her sexuality and her sex appeal and all of that good stuff.
Well, she used her sex appeal in the movie, I'll tell you that much for sure. Being the object of Bridget's affection, she can turn it on when she wants to, I'll tell you that much for sure. So, Crystal is like a nice, thin, dark-skinned, black girl with long, dark hair, very beautiful smile that brightens up the whole room. Very cute girl. And I've been trying to holler at her for a minute, but she's not giving me the time of day. You know, what's up with that?
OMG. I don't know. Crystal is a very busy girl.
Uh-huh.
She is, like Oswald said, business before pleasure. That's me. Like, I'm doing school, I'm doing modeling, I'm doing everything. That's it. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you know, my business is your pleasure. So, you know, we can get down to what we got to do. You
know? Oh my gosh.
But aside from acting in my movie, you're also like a model too, right?
Yes.
And don't you do like a lot of different shows and stuff? I know you occasionally like text me about like stuff you do. Why don't you tell the listeners about, you know, your modeling career?
I do a lot of modeling. Mostly right now, what I do a lot of is fashion shows. I'm only 5'3", but my walk is fierce, so any fashion show that's out there, I'm in it. If I could get in it, if the height is not, you know, crazy high, I'm in there. I'm trying to get into print work, though.
So, you not only worked on The Trade-Off, but you were also, you had a role in The Fix as well, too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you had the distinct pleasure of being my boo like twice in 1 week.
Under very different circumstances.
Different circumstances.
You want to get into that scene a little bit, Aswad, since it was your project?
Yeah, that particular scene was there was a drug house, and the two characters. Jeff Roches, who plays the lead in the movie, Billy Green, and your character, who's his best friend, Robbo. They go and they do a robbery of a crack house and bring the money back to their house, where they just smoke drugs and get high. And Crystal is your squeeze.
I don't know. If for a character like I played, I think she'd be my bitch, not my squeeze.
Oh my god!
I'm just saying the character. I'm talking about the character. I'm not.
Yeah, I mean,
this
character.
I don't
Sean,
know.
This character Sean played was a complete hot mess. I mean, he was just a bearded crackhead bum who just was complete low life. I mean, it was. I mean, this guy is a real, like a junkyard kind of guy. And he just comes in with a bag of drugs. He's happy. He celebrates. Crystal played the role very, very well. She actually, she ran across the room, jumped into his arms. I mean, it was a junkie love.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
He loved me. I wasn't his bitch. He loved me.
I don't know about that. I don't know. That was love.
The Robbo character in the movie, he loved drugs and guns. That was his main love.
Fine.
He's a wild character. But yeah.
Yeah.
And only that, we ended up taking some really cool pictures of Crystal and Sean in that role. Some of those pictures you can see on the website, FullCircleFilmWorks.com. You can see Sean dressed up as some kind of Kimbo Slice ghetto piece of crap.
it was a lot of fun playing that character. And with that character, because I think I played that character, I played at least the first role with that character, I think, before the trade-off. I'm forgetting the timeline. Did I start that before the trade-off, or was it after?
Yeah, it was before.
Because that was like my. No, go ahead.
We did everything. Yeah, we did all of your. I think you shot in that thing at least two to three days, and we did all of that before Arthur.
Okay. Because as I remember, like that was my, because I had done some acting before with Good Samaritan and with Hookers in Revolt, but that character was the first time like I had to like get into like a costume and like change up my entire persona.
Yeah.
And that was like that. It felt like acting. You know, putting on that beard and trying to have that Kimbo look and
He had the look.
He did have the look. Yeah, I mean, like from the standpoint of like an observer, because I kind of knew what I wanted in that role. But Crystal, like, what when you saw him in that beard and the do-rag and that gold chain, like, what did you think?
It was really good. Like, I saw him right before the beard. No, I didn't. When I got there, he already had the beard on and stuff. So after they took off the makeup and the beard, I was like, oh my gosh, that's how you look. Like, it was, he played that part really good.
Yeah, it was very good.
And those eyes.
Well, he photoshopped my eyes a little bit in those photos, man. He makes me look like a real crackhead.
No. No, those eyes were not photoshopped. That was one of the wildest. I mean, when you come to certain roles like that, Sean is the go-to guy. When I need somebody to really completely do a role where you're humiliating and degrading yourself, Sean is the go-to guy.
Yeah.
Not only will
I hope I remain in that role.
Yeah, like not only will Sean do it, he will do it with a level of enthusiasm that cannot be matched. How can I humiliate myself even more?
And hey, with you there, I'm sure you'll think of a way for me to do that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Give me that avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. So
but Crystal, so, like, how did you feel about your experience, you know, on the set of The Fix as opposed to the set of The Trade-Off, like, you know, what was your experiences on those sets?
They were very different. In The Fix, I was quiet, like just quiet and in the background. In The Trade-Off, I spoke a little bit, but it was still like I was acting in both of them because they were both out of my actual character. That's why I was interested in both movies. I was like, wow, this is fun in a weird sort of way. It was fun.
Yeah.
But as far as acting goes, did you do anything before those movies, or have you done anything after as well? Or?
No, those were my first, and I haven't done anything else yet.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, when these two roles come out in these two movies, I'm sure you're gonna get a ton of work coming in your direction, because those are some wild scenes you're in both movies, you know. I think they'll definitely leave a lasting impression in people's minds who see it. So.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Crystal, so if people want to check you out and see who you are, like, where can they, do you have a MySpace or any Model Mayhem pages, or where can people see you?
Yes, I on everything. But MySpace, it'll be MySpace, you know, of course, .com/ She's the One, but it's spelled S-H-E with a Z at the end, C-H-E, and the number one, so it's She's the One, spelled like that. And then my Model Mayhem is modelmayhem.com, and it's Cristyle, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y-L-E.
Cool.
So I'm there always.
Yeah, she's going every day. For love. Yes. So, Crystal, lots of love. She's the One and Chris Style. Yeah.
Yeah, do the damn thing, girl. So what else have you been up to aside from school? Like, have you been doing, like, much things? Have you been doing a lot of shows and stuff like that, or any shoots?
Yeah, I just did a show on Saturday. It was a big show. We had about 14 designers. It was at the Lab in Brooklyn. Then the day before that, I did a show at my school at Hunter's. But I'm trying to get some photo shoots done because I want to do my portfolio over. So that's next on the list. But I'm graduating this semester. Yay!
Oh, you're a senior this year? You're all done?
Yes, I'm about to be out.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. So what are you going to do once you graduate?
Go back to school, but... For now, during the summer, I'm doing more modeling and acting, and I'm going to school next fall.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, nice. Very, very
good. Sounds cool. But yeah, you know, you guys definitely check Crystal out. Show her some love, you know. And Crystal, you know, thank you for showing us some love by calling in and touching base with us. Mm-hmm. You know, we definitely enjoyed your presence on both projects. And you never know what the future may hold, you know what I'm saying? Know what I mean?
Yes.
You may get a call from your boy. You may be like, yo, let's do the damn thing, you know? But yeah, definitely keep in touch. What's
okay.
That?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, cool.
So y'all are on every Saturday at this time?
We just switched over to Saturdays. We were on Sundays, but now Saturdays we should be on at 12:30 a.m. is when you can generally catch us now.
Yeah, it may vary a little bit, but it's generally on the weekends. So.
Yeah, we're doing the night thing now. We just come on too strong for the day crowd. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought day crowd like I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, it's like that's kind of the lightweights. You know, we're kind of like the bad guys. So
yeah.
Kind of like,
we're the heavy hitters.
Yeah, we're the heavy hitters. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, check us out if you know, feel free to call in any time and say what's up.
Yeah, yeah. Call here, call me, whatever.
This guy's
okay.
This guy's an animal.
Hey man, don't hate the play, hate the game, man.
Oh god.
All right, Crystal, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, bye. Good night.
All right.
Yeah,
Crystal Russell there.
Yeah.
Show her some love.
Jeez,
yeah, it was fun working with her, but she kept disappearing every time I turned around, man.
Yeah. I mean, I need to put you on a leash, man. Jeez. To restrain you. This guy's a predator. Now that we're, you know, when we did the show during the day, you were such a nice guy. Now it's like at night, you're like hungry like a wolf. Like, is this like full circle podcast or is this full circle pickup?
Like, hey, you know, I gotta use whatever celebrity I'm gaining to get what I gotta get and go where I gotta go and do my thing. You know what I'm saying? Know what I mean?
Yeah. I see.
Hey, we're starting to blow up, man. I gotta stretch these wings a little bit. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Seeing, man. Wow.